David Pope is with us. So what's going on with you and this new deal with Clubhouse? I know you really liked it.
Yeah.
And now, are you doing twice a week? Explain what it is, first of all, and then what are you doing twice a week?
Sure, yeah. Clubhouse is basically a live audio podcast with audience feedback. I mean, that's the best way to describe that. Platform that was launched earlier this year with about 1,500 people on it. It is exploded. You basically have a certain amount of invitations you get to send to get other people on the app, and so that's essentially what it's about. But I host a show called The Morning Uplift every Tuesday and Thursday. That's focused on getting people connected together and focused. It's really cool. I mean, last week we were joined by Pop Vinny Bonsu, a former NBA player. Also, Lisa Leslie joined me last week as well. So it was amazing, amazing talk that just connects people of all walks. It's pretty cool. You saw today, I don't know if you saw that, but Twitter launched today that they're going to be putting their own version of Clubhouse on the platform. It's going to be called Twitter Spaces. So that'll be interesting to see how that develops. You know, when these things happen, like Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter, they want to copy. You saw what happened with Fleet just in the last few weeks. So they want to cannibalize that. We're going to see Twitter Clubhouse soon anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to see Twitter for our purposes be a little more audio friendly instead of having to put together kind of, you know, different forms of videos to get audio out there. But that's a story for another day.
It's coming, buddy.
Good, good. Because we love this medium. And while I'm quite the beautiful man, I'm not always a big fan of having to do videos to get the audio out there. We produce magical stuff, Xavier. We want it out there. I got to get your take on this one. Denver flight to Newark, New Jersey. There's a two-year-old acting like a two-year-old, right? They want everyone to wear a mask. The parents are like, the two-year-old won't wear the mask. It's, you know, it's out of control right now. We can't do anything. Shortly after that, a flight attendant walks over, and they're like, you're off the plane. And then there were stories out there saying United had banned the family for life from flying. This is a complicated situation. What do you think about dumping a family off a flight because their two-year-old can't be controlled and wear a mask?
Yeah, two-year-olds doing what two-year-olds do. and two-year-old's not going to, you know, I'm not saying a two-year-old won't wear a mask. I think and who knows what they have been teaching that two-year-old in terms of mask usage. So that's one part is, hey, have they been discouraging or not having a two-year-old use a mask, and that's the first time they ever try to get a mask on a kid? Mm-hmm. Of course they're not going to put the mask on. So I tell parents that you should be working with your child and finding out how to make sure they have a mask on. Then right there being at the two and over policy that the airline has for everyone to wear a mask, that's tough. To be right there on the dividing line and then get banned for life, I think that may be potentially overly harsh.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the airline doesn't come to a place where they know what other people have been doing, and frankly, they face some form of liability if they put their customers at risk. And one of the main reasons that society closed up in the first place was because of not wanting to have a bunch of cases in the court system. So I think it's more of a protection liability issue for the airline in more than it is about, a toddler making it difficult to get a mask on.
Xavier Pope is with us. We have a couple of properties here in Vegas that have basically banned kids, banned anyone under 18 from, you know, coming into their place. Could the airlines ever go with, you know what, we're not really a kid-friendly, we're an adult-friendly airline. What do you think that would do for business? Could they do it legally where they're like, no one under 5 can fly on this airline?
That sounds absurd. it does. I mean, like, you're not going to ban kids from flying on planes. I don't see that something like that ever happening. You also consider, you're in Sin City, yeah, where there are adult activities that explicitly include things that require identification for vis-a-vis alcohol, vis-a-vis gambling, and vis-a-vis smoking. And so those activities are in and of themselves separate adults from childhood legally. There is no activity on an airline. You can't smoke on an airline. You can't even vape on an airline. that and if you are asking for alcohol, then you are carded. So there are no activities that explicitly exclude children from it based on the nature of flying. And so I just don't see that to be something that's tenable for an airline to take on as a business model.